You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
Last.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. I am one of the members of the crew, Chris, one half of the brother Layman. Appreciate the feedback we got regarding the last episode we did, the two-parter about the Orlando nightclub massacre. That was crazy. And just keep it going on. But we appreciate you guys listening to that. This one is an older topic we get into regarding incidents that happened at the Cincinnati Zoo and over in Florida with the kid getting taken by the alligator. Discussing the need for zoos, parental negligence. Not too long. Hope you guys enjoy that. Let us know what you guys think. You can reach out to us via email, kcblackisonline.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter at BlackIsOnline. Make sure you subscribe to us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. Hopefully we'll be back with the crew soon to discuss all the stuff that's just been going on. More cops shooting blacks. It's getting out of hand. So for this episode, same focus as last week. There's Casey, Leisha, Shelby, Tash, Nicole, Troy, E. Green from the Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to them brothers. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
There's no footage whatsoever. I haven't seen a picture of the board.
They learned from the gorilla incident. Right. Like, we're not releasing this. This is going to be a PR.
Could it be because they're white?
They're about to pay out the wazoo.
No, yeah.
They're
about
to pay.
That's
what I said.
They're going to
have a big ass settlement.
Oh, it's going to be outrageous. Not,
the parents ain't going to jail. The dad ain't. His criminal record ain't. Mm-hmm. Don't matter.
What do you
they
think about
big
the
ass
fact
check
that they killed the alligator for just being an alligator?
Just that alligator.
I actually have an issue with that. They killed all those alligators. I do. I'm like, those alligators.
What's funny about it is, though, an alligator, listen, I love animals. Alligators, when they attack something, number one, they do this, and they pull back.
Yeah.
That baby's still intact.
Because he didn't want to eat it.
Puncture wounds. Well, sometimes they hide their food and come back and get it later, though.
But well, that's the baby died from drowning.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I was going to say, because the alligator grabbed the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe like, figured out it wasn't food. Right. Exactly. But then that baby's just, like, floating out there.
Right.
Well, so that's the problem.
And this expert, he said that they don't usually eat people. The baby, he probably thought it was a small animal. It was right. Just really the size of the baby. Right. That's why.
The baby was like, oh, it's a, I mean, the alligator. I don't think the alligator was like, oh, it's a human.
No, he just thought it's, you know, some small animal. Like, and then probably once he bit in was like, this is not what I thought it was.
The gorilla was actually trying to protect the baby, though.
The gorilla?
If you watch, like, I mean, obviously he swung
it. No, I said the gorilla didn't think it was food.
No, not that. No, that's about it. No, I wouldn't disagree. No, I wouldn't disagree with you.
I agree. I watched amazing video
I mean, not just that one, but I've seen it happen multiple times where they were trying to, in a gorilla's mind, most likely trying to protect them from the people that work there.
The crowd.
Yeah, like, yo, hold up, y'all. Y'all can't mess with this baby.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
I agree. There is a video of this gorilla expert that he kind of breaks down the entire video. It's really good. Like, and it really kind of changes your perspective on the whole thing. And I'm not, and obviously, you know, a baby, you have to kill the gorilla. I totally get it. Like, I'm not saying the zoo could have done anything else, but it was just really, like, eye-opening to, like, a peek into more what the gorilla might have been thinking and just some of the actions that he took. And like, they were showing how, like, when he originally had him in the back before he dragged him, he was right by a door. And he was like, he probably actually, if someone had come to the door, he was like, he probably would have let them take the boy.
That's what I didn't understand. I'm like, y'all not gonna do nothing? You're just gonna watch and take pictures and video and stuff?
Right.
Because they had plenty of time. Right. They had plenty of time.
It's just one of those sad things where it's like everyone is misunderstanding each other. And then, you know, like, it's like the people are screaming. He's like, wait, you know.
We have to be glad that little kid is alive.
Exactly. That's the end result, is the right result. I love animals, of course. Too. No, me too.
I'm an animal lover, too. No. Harambe had to die.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have took him down.
Right.
Never know.
You can't take the chance.
It's a silverback.
Right.
You can't take it. I love silverback gorillas, but let me tell you something. Let mine.
Of course. Everybody knows. Totally that's agree not you. Even
you
a question.
You should be prosecuted for your kid.
I
don't think so.
I lost a classmate this year who was a zookeeper. I don't know if you guys heard about a woman who was killed in Florida. By a tiger. She was mauled by a tiger. That was a woman who I graduated from high school with. She was in my class.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where it's crazy. On her Facebook page, her icon was not that specific tiger, but that type of tiger. She had dedicated her life to studying this particular animal, and it was a Malaysian tiger. Mm-hmm. And so, very rare breed.
Malaysian tiger and the Malaysian hare are both fucked up.
Right. But it's just one of those situations where human beings can never truly understand what's happening when you're dealing with
wild animals.
No matter how cool you think you are, you ask Siegfried and Roy.
Exactly. Right. That's the best example.
You can train it. You can train it. Cuff that. But it's still
a wild animal.
Its instincts will kick in at some point.
Absolutely. The lady who the monkey tore her friend's face off.
Right. Oh,
I mean, they're wild animals. That's why I'm like, I'm not even a zoo person personally, because I'm like, let them live their life. Right. We don't need to be involved with them, but. You know, whatever.
We want to go to zoos, but it's cruel.
It is.
It's very cruel. No, it's depressing. They're going to depression. You can watch an animal be depressed.
It's even sad. In that Disney stuff.
It's like going to jail. Like, they just can see the depression literally creep in and eventually go crazy.
I mean, look at that gorilla. I mean, he was in this space, and it's like when you see his how massive he is and how strong, it's just like sad that he had an enclosed space. I don't care how big it is. Like, he should be able to go where he wants, be free. You know,
even for them to blow that horn,
right? But you know,
go to a space.
Yeah. But I mean, the problem is you're living. Like, these animals are living amongst us, and we're not creatures who are like, you know what? We've had enough space. We'll all this free area. No, we're gonna be like, oh, that's land,
right?
Which equals money.
Oh no, townhouses in there.
Because I've heard a conversation where like, what, you know, the purpose of zoos are. And it does seem like when you're a kid, you love them. Mm-hmm. But when you're an adult, you're like, these are fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, but you really right. But a lot of them,
the problem
is like, what, you can't leave them. If you leave, all right, we'll just let the animals wherever they are and just leave them there. They're going to die. Because we don't want to kill them all. It's just because they don't have the land. Yeah, they can't survive. But we don't want to do that. But how many people who have the kind of money and land are like, well, we'll take a piece of land and just keep it there and let them roam free, as free as possible, because there's still going to be some kind of.
But a Siberian tiger doesn't belong in the Washington Zoo,
right?
No matter how much money you have to run the zoo,
well, you have to be. But you're basically
that's not always the issue.
But you're okay with basically Siberian tigers dying out?
That's the issue.
Who's to say they're going to die out if you leave them alone?
No, my thing is, like, if they're in an area,
they might be facing extinction.
Yeah, exactly. If they're falling out because of
different reasons.
Right. If they're
breeding in D.C., like,
which is that's also a fair point. That's a fair point, but you have to ask yourself, even if that, like, if those are the options, what's your choice?
But extinction is natural.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's believe that it is.
We have pictures and video.
Now, think about us with that is
exactly. Right. Exactly.
You want a dinosaur in a zoo?
But I'm now not saying I don't agree. I'm not saying that I'm pro-zoo or anti-zoo. I'm saying that's the question you need to answer. Which one you gonna choose? A lot of people are like, well, we can't let them go extinct, so let's put them in a zoo. Like, that's their rationale. Like, we can't let them die off because I want my grandkids.
But it's not all extinct animals.
Right.
Not zoo.
Even.
That's not,
I'm okay with the natural good. Way, but the problem is, like, you know, the people killing the rhinoceroses for their that's horns, the people exactly. killing right. the elephants. Like, right. that's right. exactly. That's not right. natural. Right. That's right. not right. what's the natural way. Like, let them live. Yes, we shouldn't be able to hunt them. We shouldn't be able. And if they kill each other and they die off, they
and
die
you
off.
You can't go to Africa and regulate that kind of
They're
stuff.
Probably looking at human like, I wish they'd go ahead and kill themselves.
Well, I have to say, there was a very, that video, it shouldn't have given me as much joy as it did, but it did. It was some hunters that had killed the lion.
And they came from behind.
Yeah, they killed this huge lion. They're posing and taking pictures and setting disgusting. Up the camera, and the husband goes to adjust the camera, and baby,
so you watching
if that
all
lion's
that.
Homie didn't come out the back, like, boop, 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 and they saw the lion coming, the woman took off, and then the man took off and all you heard was screaming and the camera fell.
I need to see this video.
Oh, it's great.
I need to find that.
It's great. It's
I love
great.
It.
It's great.
And they got mauled and killed and it's hilarious.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know. But you shouldn't be out there. Right. You shouldn't
They must have been white.
You shouldn't be out there.
That work right there.
Hey, it's a get back. Some get back, right?
I must be out there.
Yeah.
You just murdered that animal that you paid. Yeah. And those lions are endangered species. They're not saying that, but they are.
On a lot of those animals.
Yeah.
Because why are you killing it?
There's a rationale behind it. I listened to another podcast.
There's a rationale behind killing right. Jeffrey Joe Fur from coming to America. Like, what's your purpose for killing
this lion?
But you're not strong. You're killing this animal from, like, yards and yards away. You're not up on it with a knife.
You ain't fighting.
No, right. No, like, you're not doing that.
When it comes down to it, they are.
Yeah. How powerful are you?
Right.
Because really, they are superior to us. I mean, they have more strength. They have,
that
you know, we have to have a weapon.
No, they don't have the intellect.
Right.
No,
they
I'm,
can't
I'm
reason,
saying,
but
we have
get
to
into a physical
lock them
fight.
Up. Yeah.
A cheetah, try to run from a cheetah.
It's done. I love seeing those safari videos too, which is, even though that's something that I'd like to think I'd want to do, people get caught up and they get really, really moated. It was one where the lions, the lion knew how to open the car door. So they're driving past in the Jeep and the lion came around and was just like walked up and was punting. They were like, oh, look at these clothes. And that lion was like, boop, and opened up the car door and they freaked out. Then there was one of a giraffe. Who knew a giraffe could run so fast? Oh, the giraffe was just chasing the car. And no matter how they tried to speed up, that giraffe was on. They like,
wow.
I'm right behind you.
He's zigging.
It's just like, leave him alone.
I mean, I definitely think they're way smarter than we give them credit for.
I agree.
100%. I think we think they're like, you know, these dumb animals or whatever. But
they have memories.
Yeah, like I had seen the video.
And they naturally select to the shit that we do.
Right, yeah. They know.
Chasing them damn cars.
Right. Great memories, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yeah, I remember you guys.
Totally.
You see, you guys like, okay, I'm going to react now.
Yeah.
They're saying certain things happen, like, oh, you're over here again.
Yes.
They're proactive. They're like, I'm going to be proactive this time.
So yeah.
I'm going to be a big one.
Exactly. Yeah, you expose them to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just, they evolve just like
exactly.
they have been.
They have
thought
processes.
Right. Yeah, you know, definitely. Right. Just like the lions that remember their rescuers, you know.
Exactly.
You know.
You've seen that, too.
Yeah.
You've seen that, too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I actually hold the zoo responsible for having to kill that gorilla, because I feel like they should make it so nobody can get inside.
That's a big issue.
Right.
And then after that, like, I feel like they should have technology that if it were to happen, that they can act faster, because they had a long time.
You
dragged him around for a very long time. Nobody was in there trying to distract him. You don't have to shoot him. Just try to distract him.
Right.
Right.
They didn't
tranquilize
him. They couldn't tranquilize him. But nobody came. Nobody came to try to.
They did. Well, no, they did. They did have a process. They did try to distract him. It was just a piss poor
effort.
Right.
So it wasn't.
he was not distracted by what they were doing.
Right, they weren't. He was not distracted by what they did. Yeah,
did you see the part where he held the boy's hand though? Wasn't that kind
of
weird?
Because I think the rest of the gorillas did.
Right, because like there were other gorillas. The gorillas went where they were supposed to go.
He was the only one that stayed.
I'm like talking here. You let me go.
Right. Well, I mean, really, like, and I mean, not to defend whatever, but I mean, he could crush that child in his hands, right? Yeah, I mean, like, that, if that was his intent. I mean, I think we know that wasn't his intent. What his intent would have eventually been, we don't know, which is why he had to die. But we know that, at least in that time period, he did not intend to do that, because that would have taken 2 seconds for him to smash him.
You got all these people yelling. Mm-hmm. Oh, he probably like, what?
Oh, so here's the question that, you know, I got to ask. How much of this is a mama fault?
A lot.
Both mamas.
A lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Mamas and dads.
I have a kid.
Oh, we do a selfie. You know. And your baby flipping over the
couch. I heard it was like, she had a lot more kids.
With a little leash on the kid, we wouldn't be rolling around. Yeah, we don't like no leashes, though. We'd be like, well, you got your baby on a leash?
You don't need a leash to pay attention to your child.
Some, you know what? Hold on. I just went to Disneyland today with some kids, and that's so, they're so fast.
They are.
They're so fast, and it's so judgmental to sit in your house or your office and say, you should have been watching them. That shit is hard. You know what I mean? That's not fair. And I understand the kids saying, hold on. The kids saying, hold on, I'm not finished. I understand that people are like, the kid said I wanted to. The kid said it doesn't matter. It takes a split second for a kid to do anything.
May I?
But
may
I? And it is still the responsibility, whether it was a child that was out of control or a mentally ill person or just a stupid person.
Child.
Somebody could get in there, period. And just because it hasn't happened, it doesn't matter. The option has always been there for someone to go in there.
Yeah, my classmate was grown as fuck.
Period. That's the main responsibility.
Wait, well, hold on. Speaking of someone who went on 4 school trips as a male, chaperone going to the zoo with the little elementary kids, and what they're going to do? They're going to get the bad kids to the man, okay? And I did it 4 times. You cannot tell me about... Because not only was I watching my kid, I'm watching somebody else's kids. And I'm watching somebody else's kids, and a couple of the badass kids.
Right.
They didn't jump over no monkey thing.
I try to avoid commenting because I don't. Since I don't have kids, I feel like it's not my place to judge or comment. But I will say that it's hard for me. Like, I feel like a child ending up in a gorilla's area, there had to be... at least a moment of negligence. Right. I mean, that's a little extreme. I mean, to me, but I don't have a kid, so I'm not gonna, you know what I mean. But
since you're watching those kids, I'm gonna ask you, because people act like, how easy is it? Because people make it sound like, okay, basically, don't pay attention to where the hell you going. Just keep your eyes on these damn kids. Because I'm like, you. There's no way you can watch 5 kids and somehow, unless they're all lying the fuck up in front of you.
It depends on how much freedom you give your kids. So if you're Aisha Curry and your child can do whatever they want, you gonna be.
Oh boy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making them hold hands. Right. Walking together, there's a diligence that you have to have.
And the age.
I think that is very judgmental. Somebody could say, Miss Watts, can I have a juice? And you go, okay. And one of them is gone.
That ain't happening.
No, it could be your own child. Kids. Listen,
ain't happening.
Some kids, listen, regardless,
the adult, the age of the child should not have been.
Had
he
had freedom. Right. But even if I won,
lost none of them.
That's
my point.
Right.
There
has to be
1 minute.
But there are parents, right, with my. There are parents that don't agree with my version of what's acceptable.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's not 1 second of negligence.
But is that negligence?
I'm being kind.
If you have two kids and one is asking for a
juice. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's. It's not fair
gotta call it negligence, because if something like what she said happened and you turn, this kid's like, oh, that's my opportunity, and they
I didn't say gross negligence, but on some level, the child ending up there, I'm just saying that it hasn't happened before, and I mean, look, I don't have kids, so I try to be quiet.
You know what you're dealing with. Right.
You can't. Well, that's part of the caveat.
How many kids? How many kids did she have with her? She had like 3 or 4 kids with her.
I had 10.
And listen, right.
But the thing is, the funny thing is, how many of them kids were yours?
That's my point.
One.
So how? They're gonna listen. How would you feel? You'd feel like shit. You are more aware because. If one and something bad happens to them kids on your watch, you like
it's on me,
it's on you. Right?
And I ain't letting no. I don't care what anybody else does with their
right. Group. Like the thing is, like
if, nothing happened.
Like
the
thing
my
is,
kids.
Like you trust your kids. You might be like, if your kid wanted, you might be like, if you know your kid, you might be like, okay. And these other kids, can I? No, because if my kid fall and get hurt, I can deal with that. The only person I have to answer to is me, right. And maybe they mama. Mm-hmm. If it's one of these other kids. Then, you know, my ass on a damn line. So let me make, right. I'm even more right. like aware.
And that's
like,
where I was. That's right. where I was.
And I'm saying yeah. that I was on this, like, okay, so let's just use today as an example. I was co-chaperoning with someone who was not me, mm-hmm. who her approach to things was not mine. And I'm running after you. And she's right. like, she's more relaxed. And she's, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. if something happens to one of these kids, we got mamas that'll kick our ass, right? Exactly. That's how I'm thinking. That's not how she's thinking. Well, and she's not, worse. I don't know if that's necessarily, I mean, you might call, maybe definition is negligence. Well, but I just think that, that people's approach.
No, but I think
people's
when
approach
you,
to monitoring their children is different.
Right, yeah, but yeah, I think true. When it's yeah. when you go to law school, like there are like certain things like just like by nature of what happened, it's negligence. You know what I mean? So it's like because this right. happened, there was something that happened.
And
so
that's
all that I'm saying. I'm just saying by nature of it. And that doesn't mean that a million negligent parents have not had their kids go into Gorilla. We know that parents are negligent all right, the time. Right, I'm just saying she happened to have a really bad run right. of luck that the minute that she was negligent, her kid ended up in the right. Gorilla thing, you know, but all I'm saying is that they
disagree with that.
And I totally am not faulting any parent. Like, I think that's probably the hardest thing in the world, like watching kids out in public. And of course you're nervous and all that stuff. So it's not even a judgment on her. I'm just saying by nature of what happened, something
wasn't
the
father?
Was
it the
mom?
No,
it was just the mom.
I don't think she should go to jail or anything like that.
Absolutely not. It's nothing. I totally agree. She should not go to jail.
Right.
No. Poor
lady.
No, people have let their kids have jumped off balconies. People's kids have jumped. I mean, people have done these things for eternity.
Let me just say this one thing. This kind of sounds repetitive, but you could easily underestimate your kid. Like,
yeah.
So he's saying, I want to go in there. And they say all kinds of stuff. I want everything. They want everything, right? So in your mind, you're like, no, you're not going in there. And if you've never been faced with a situation of that kind of magnitude in terms of dangerous, you know, as far as danger is concerned, you think you've handled it by saying no. And sometimes you just do not realize. You would never think he's actually going to go in there. It just would never cross your mind. Mm-hmm. So
it
you think
individual because I knew there were some badass kids.
Right. I know, but
that's
listen,
just your
there's a difference
though.
Right.
Your approach
there's a difference
is to
between
mitigate
somebody,
the risk.
Okay, then I can't talk about nobody else.
There's a difference between a kid that you might think
well, you're
is bad
like
because okay. they're overacting. He might not have actually been an overactive kid. She might have just underestimated his drive on that particular day.
That's her negligence.
And I just think that it is very judgmental for us to say because we weren't there and we don't know exactly what happened. And I think it could happen
what
to
if we
a lot of us.
She was
I felt
all
day. I felt
yes, it could.
It absolutely could. It just hasn't. That's
right.
the
right.
difference.
Well,
right.
it happened because in most zoos you can't get in there with the animals.
That's true
right.
too.
Right. Right.
I agree.
Right.
That is ridiculous.
Have they shown that?
A little glass.
Have they shown that?
Bushes.
That's what I've been saying. I want to actually see like the actual.
What you can see.
They show
a diagram all over the place.
They're only.
Yeah. Yeah, just, one side, they changed the actual fence like the next day.
They had to.
Like
right.
the next day. Like, oh, no,
we're
not
going to. And same Disney now
has fence, too.
Because
oh, I was like, you know,
it was no, it was glass. It was a glass, like a 3-foot high
yeah,
glass thing that he climbed over,
over.
And then he went through the bushes, and then, whoops, I'm in there with the gorilla.
And then once he was over there, nobody jumped in.
Wait, what
right.
was the
well,
fall?
Well, if they did, they might be dead.
Right.
You have to have a fall to get down there?
Yeah, a fall, like 15 feet.
Yeah.
Into the water.
Into the water,
yeah.
I just love how the parents who are, you know, people feel, you know, you will have that, it will kick in your head when that's your kid, like, I need to jump in there. Yeah. And I've heard people like, I'm going to go in there. All I would think of was that on the Anchorman, where he was like, well, he jumped in the bear cage and it was like, oh, shit.
Hold fast though, because I said to her, did I say I would go in there with that alligator? The dad did.
I was going
to
say he did.
He went in there to get that, and I would have, I'm telling you as much as I'm breathing right now, I'd have went in there, I'd have been dead too. And we say, oh, what about the other people? But no, I'm not going to watch my baby get dragged. He tried to fight, but he couldn't get him.
So the baby was still in the alligator's mouth.
Yes, isn't that heartbreaking? Yes.
A father. Seeing your little baby. Yeah, I've been in that water. So that movie is a joke. In real life, you in that water, bruh.
You in the water.
Jumping in with an I don't know why nobody jumped in with that gorilla.
Well, because they feel like it's a reason why, because they're like, I'm not, there's a reason why nobody's done that shit. Why it's that far to get in there. And they're like, it's a silverback fucking gorilla. Right. You know, maybe
not just him, but it was a whole bunch.
Right. You're like, if a little 4-year old go in there, they're like, oh, okay. If a grown ass man get in there, they're like, who the fuck is this man? Yeah. We got, and then people like, well, I don't know. If I jump in there, am I putting myself and my kid at risk?
You would, yes.
Right. And I don't,
But dad wasn't there.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Dad was there for the alligator.
I can't say for sure. I don't.
If it was Chris, if it was honestly, you'd have been in there.
Did anybody see an interview where she was asked why she didn't go in?
I don't know if she's done an interview. You're
talking about the gorilla.
Why don't we have footage?
I mean,
what she was doing?
A regular person ain't gonna jump 15 feet and be okay though. I don't know how the little boy fell, but a grown person jumping down 15 feet, first of all, is not gonna be a good look. And then the gorilla is gonna be like, oh, for real? Yeah,
right. The gorilla's gonna get startled.
The kid had to be adventurous. He saw 15 feet and was like, and as a kid, 15 feet.
But he didn't see that.
He
climbed through the bushes and blew. It wasn't fell. Like, oh.
He was like, he was. Thank you. He was running. Again, kids are fast. Mm-hmm. And they don't think the way we think. We're thinking, all of us are thinking, there is a silverback gorilla on the other side. Like, this is just a kid.
Does that kid deserve
to get a spanking?
No.
Oh, my God. And we're done.
And
what's up? No.
Spanking was sitting there with that gorilla in his face.
For doing some stupid shit. And you knew that.
No, you know what?
That kid gets a leash.
Yeah. The kid would not. I wouldn't spank the kid, but the next time we go somewhere like that,
he's
it's going to be totally different.
He is traumatized.
You know what? And you know, the funny part about all that, when people jumping on the mama and all that, she's got to feel like. Like, she may not ever get over this. Like, she may actually...
No, she will because her baby's safe.
No. But I mean, look, no. For her? No, but in social media times, this happened. Like, fine. You know what? You had a moment where you brain fart, whatever, and your kid, you almost lost your kid. Luckily, you didn't. You know, the gorilla probably saved, whatever. Everybody is basically like, the reason this fucking gorilla, all this shit happened because yo dumbass wasn't paying attention.
Steph Curry's wife.
She got through that because nobody, so what? Because it's, we have a news cycle, all that shit.
Yep.
She may not, that kind of situation, you may not let your kid do anything.
Right.
That's true.
You might be like, you know what? I wasn't protective. Everybody's telling me, why the fuck wasn't you watching your kids? So now I'm going to be overprotective.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
Okay, so because now you're basically, now as that boy, so up until whatever age, he may not be able to go. He may not be able to pee by himself anymore. Because it could be, dude, like you,
this
you just, you, right, you almost lost your fucking child.
Yeah, that's a totally different
thing. Yeah, and everybody, but it's not like something happened.
You don't know nothing.
Like my mom tells a story of, she was at, a long time my brother was, she was at Davon's on La Tierra, across the street from that McDonald's on La Tierra. She was doing something, so she had put him down. And she was getting some out of her bag. She looks up, his ass is almost halfway across the street.
Damn.
And he's a baby. And I mean, after that, he had a period where he was on a leash because it was just like that. But you know, she could have been like, you know what, you can't do shit no more. And you almost like you're almost the kid get punished, but then it's one thing to make a mistake as a parent and you have to deal with it. Now, like, everybody in the damn world is criticizing you.
Information is all over the internet.
And blaming you, like...
Got a whole family information out there.
You got parents on you like that.
I mean, that's, you know...
Yeah, calling you stupid or what. I would never have let... Like, all right, whatever.
That's where we got...
I went on field. She was Travell Chase with the bad kids.
10 kids and 3 bad asses. Right. I'm talking about me.
Right, then you got animal lovers who are like, this died because of you. And on top of that, because you black, now motherfuckers looking into your husband past.
Yeah, exactly. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, so now she's not going to be the same ever again. She's scarred.
Right.
Maybe it's a good thing, and maybe she will make it for the better.
Right. Yeah, I hope that,
I don't know her.
Right. I hope.
Hopefully that'll be
I just hope she's not, change.
Not to put the kid in jail for the rest of his life, but just to be less negligent about that kid.
Well, one, I would say because I'd have older kids, I'd be like, y'all niggas need to help the fuck out. when she did say she has other kids, I was kind of like, why were the other kids watching?
Like, look at him.
Right. Because I'm like, you know, this is your sibling.
Right.
I mean, I was kind of like, what? The other kids didn't see nothing?
Right, yeah. And the other people that were standing there.
Right.
Not
right.
just her.
Because
somebody had to say, look at that.
Right, because you ain't seen nobody
going
in the
bus. The reality of the situation is, while it was happening, people freeze. Like, you just, it's just a reaction. Like, everyone would like to think that they would run and go after their child.
And be reactionary.
But the reality is, you might be that parent that freezes and may go into,
shop.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel bad.
You don't
I do feel bad
you.
For
I feel bad, too. What's funny is after they released her name, I went to try to find her on Facebook, and all these, women that are have
damn Facebook.
All the I wasn't Facebook. Gonna like write anything,
you
but I figured.
Hey, people do that and do it.
Oh, I figured that if she had a public page, I was like, her page is probably torn up. But so I was like, let me see if I can find her. And so all these women with the same name as her came up, and it was hilarious. Like, they had profile pictures. I am not the blah 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 that you're looking for. And one woman had I've never been to the zoo. Do not write me, because they were all getting hate mail because they had the same name as this woman, and nobody knew who she was. I forget. It was it's something
country,
very common too. It's Michelle or something.
Oh, did you hear on social media? I don't know who this. I don't know who this person is, but it was some person who basically, after the alligator situation, where it was like, I don't feel bad for her, that person, at all. Like, they white and they go through all this shit. Like, they got. It was somebody, I guess, I think it's a white person who is, I guess, quote unquote, down for the cause. On Twitter, that's how they've been.
Tim Wise's brother.
I don't know, they basically were like, I don't, all the shit that happens is bad. Like, I don't really, I don't know if it was in backlash to what happened to the woman in Cincinnati. Was just like, I don't really give a fuck.
Well, I mean, because when I first heard about that alligator story, I was like, what the fuck? Were y'all doing it? But see,
right.
I used
what
to live.
Doing,
I did live in Florida.
Same.
I do know the dangers of alligators. Oh, so for me, I was like, "What the fuck were you guys?
Yeah.
Why was that 2-year-old?"
But they're from Nebraska.
They're at a Disneyland resort,
right.
It's
and
so understandable.
Their expectation is safety.
A dinosaur was on a golf course.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see
we see a giant alligator on a golf course, I would be
that
aware.
Was unreal.
You know what I'm saying? A little
ridiculous.
Big.
That
people
looked like
don't pay
special effects.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
They just
don't
so pay.
Big.
I'm
like,
right,
is this
there,
real?
Alligators, watch out, and they're gonna be like, oh, where?
No, they literally show up in your pool. Like, you go in your backyard in Florida sometimes. They're in your pool.
Yeah, but if you're from Nebraska, you may not
you
know
have
that.
No,
I didn't
know.
I went to lunch. I went to work, and they said, oh, let's go to lunch. Okay, we go to lunch. And they were like, I thought they were joking. They named this fucking alligator. I'm sitting at a park bench eating my food, and there's a damn alligator in there. And I'm like, and we're not concerned? And we're not concerned.
They don't
now,
really
what,
attack people, though.
I don't
typically.
Care.
They don't.
A wild animal is a wild animal.
If you mess with
it. And that's my California approach to it. There's a damn alligator over there.
I don't want to sit around
No, listen. There's people that live in the hills. My grandparents lived in the same house since the 1960s.
There are people that live in the valley. Listen, not at cars. They have mountain lions. They'd be like, dude, that mountain lion shouldn't have done that. It's a fucking mountain lion.
Cats or predator.
And you built your house with the mountain.
He's like, yo, he sees a move, that's food.
Right.
That's how an animal reacts. I don't care if they don't want to eat you. You are an animal to them.
You're food or threat.
They don't know if you drive a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're an animal to them. Right. They might not want to eat you. They're like, they going to chomp on you a little bit.
My parents' dog, our family dog, I mean, we loved this dog. Exactly. But this dog saw Isley. Zulu would attack Isley just because it's small and it's...
You've seen those stories where, like, he
hates kids. Even he lied.
Grab kids. You haven't seen that video? That is not real.
I'm going to tell you right now, that video is not real. Where that bird grabbed that kid. It's not real.
Oh.
It's not real.
We're going to squash that one.
I don't know what they call it in video, but CGI, a Photoshop type situation.
I do want to. I've seen them do it with animals, though. Small animals. I've seen
a hawk grab a squirrel, but ain't grabbing no baby.
Okay.
That's not real.
But I do want to say that the Florida parents also have received some criticism, but I do think it's time to be like, okay, like, let's give some parents a break. You know, right. I mean, it's like...
Let's start with the white parents, please.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Right, because you didn't say they were negligent.
Right. You didn't say they were negligent at all.
Because I really do find the situations different. I really do find them a little different. I mean, I do. I think wading in water at a Disney resort is different than your kid. Y'all.
Not what it says.
There are signs.
But it was at night, so I'm like...
And look, I'm all for, like, whatever, like... giving the other mom a break too. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that
by nature of her child being in the group, did you go online and try to befriend the white family on Facebook?
I don't know their names. But I don't have that same feeling. I don't.
Wow.
I don't.
It's the same negligence to me.
I mean, couldn't we even look at the...
But my thing is, couldn't we even look at the alligator situation as being worse? Because you actually put your child in that situation. Like, let's go swimming in this lagoon.
That's what I'm saying.
Great legal mind over here.
I just feel that if they were aware, then absolutely. Okay. I just think that it's...
Do not go
but I know that it was at night. I don't know the full awareness that they had of what was going on. Believe me, I'm not trying to defend the white people.
It almost sounds like gross negligence to me.
If there were signs saying there's alligators in this water and they read the sign and they were like, let's wade in the water, yes, of course. I'm just saying I don't believe that.
They got in the water?
Yeah, they were waiting in the water. You don't think it's negligence?
They have signs, though. It says, do not get in this water.
Because that was Disney's response was, there's a sign that clearly says, do not get in the water. So for them to have gotten in the water.
I believe that they obviously missed the sign.
But why did you go have the movies right there by the water, though?
I think they just had Disney go have the movies right by the water.
The sign that, of course, yes, 100%, that's negligent. 100%.
I think they underestimated that there was something that could happen, and I think they got in the water anyway.
Yeah, they must have not known there were alligators in the
water.
I don't think that they just thought they shouldn't get in the water at night, not understanding that there was actually something in the water.
I think that's probably clear. Alligators can't zigzag.
Well,
they do slower when they they can do bursts going forward.
I mean, I wouldn't be in the water at night regardless, but I definitely wouldn't. I don't know enough about Florida.
You should try the
Florida.
Water at night.
So I wouldn't.
Oh, man.
Down at Disney, as a matter of fact.
You should try that Orlando water at night.
And I do think, I think the same way where the zoo should have had more protection to prevent that situation, I also think that it's understandable that you wouldn't think that in a Disney resort.
In the happiest place
right.
on
like
earth.
That you would.
That same resort has a safari land park where like, you can actually live like where all the animals are. So,
I know. I just still wouldn't think in my head like...
Episode. episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.